time was Americans would head for the woods to escape the hustle and bustle of the big city, pitch a tent, roast marshmallows, and disconnect from the world for a few days. Well, Americans are still camping, of course, but more and more we are staying connected. Case in point, the popularity of Wi-Fi access in campgrounds is exploding. And Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC feels a little conflicted about this.
Getting out. Nature, birds chirping, big trees all around me, Colorado blue sky, mountains, laptop.
We have coverage over our entire 35 acres, and if you look up at the building up above us, you'll see a tower there, and that's one of the booster stations.
There's Kathy Palmieri owns the Jellystone Campground near Estes Park, Colorado. She says getting reliable Wi-Fi here posed some logistical challenges. The campground is perched on a rocky mountainside covered in trees, but she says the investment is worth it. Why? Because her customers expect it.
Now it's just like having a water line or a telephone or any other basic amenity that we have now. You basically need it to do business.
Really? I thought people went camping to go, you know, camping and get away from it all. Evidently, this demographic is dwindling.
The reason is that people want to be connected. I mean, as you are very aware, you can't go anywhere anymore without someone having their cell phone in front of them, communicating with somebody.
This is Linda Profaser. She's president of the National Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds and confesses to be a Wi-Fi using emailing camper.
Just because you have Wi-Fi also doesn't mean that, you know, you're getting away from the camping experience at all. I mean, you don't see it. You know, it's only there if you want to use it.
And we all know people are using the internet for everything these days. Take Jellystone. You can't really get a signal on your cell phone, but you can now use Skype. Tony Ponce, his wife Michelle, and son Austin are out vacationing from Kansas. They like having all these amenities at their fingertips.
I mean, we came here to camp, you know, get away from that kind of stuff, but it's nice to have when, because there are times when you're sitting out here and you're bored.
And the other night when the Ponces got bored?
We actually watched Big Brother from the computer last night.
We did use it to watch.
We can't miss Big Brother.
Unfortunately for Big Brother's ratings, it's getting easier and easier to watch shows online from campgrounds across the country. Since 2002, more than 6,000 of the 8,000 private campgrounds in the country have added Wi-Fi, the bulk in the last couple of years. But don't worry, there are still a few purists out here.
Stress. Technology, to me, equates to stress.
Over in Rocky Mountain National Park, Eric Kottner and a couple of his buddies from Kentucky are getting ready to hike into the wilderness to camp for the night.
I'm super excited to be away from that computer and have its lid closed tightly.
Which is good, because the park just added Wi-Fi at two visitor centers, but not at any of its campgrounds. The Park Service says this is the case for the rest of its 3,000-some campgrounds across the country, and there are no plans to change that. Still, Rocky Mountain National Park spokeswoman Kyle Patterson says there may be an upside to all this connectivity.
For some people, they are now showing on their Facebook pages or tweeting, look at where I just was in Rocky Mountain National Park. Look at the hike I just took. Look at this picture of a mule deer I just took.
And Patterson says that's a good thing. There's now this expectation that we update our friends and family in real time as we travel. And by adding Wi-Fi, campgrounds are responding to this, says Eric Stumberg. He's built his Austin, Texas-based company Tango Internet around installing Wi-Fi in remote places. Stumberg says it's a new marketing tool.
Like, I have this great campground, and I want to put a camera of my view so that when I'm marketing my property, people can actually have the same view that I have. And like, wow, that looks beautiful. You can see a mountain if you're in Texas, or maybe you can see cooler weather if you're in someplace hot.
As for Jellystone in Colorado, they don't have a webcam yet, but they are planning to hold video game tournaments this summer between campers and people who can't make it to Colorado but want to have the virtual camping experience. Because nothing says camping like Guitar Hero. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.